This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node. This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
WB2KAO.
VA3DZP.
VA3DZP, WB2KAO. Good evening, sir.
Hey, long time no talker, Jim. Even quite a while. I had turned the radio on in 2 days. I turned it on, it was on 7100, and right off the bat, I heard Rick there, WU, was calling. I forget who it was now. Anyway, one of the buddies. Now, all of a sudden, they got buried by digital stuff. You know, they picked up 100, 7100 for the transfer vehicle, that, and the digital boy, they could end up having the iPad there. I don't know why, because we can go down to 7050. What do you call it? Rick got buried by this super loud digital thing. I got a load of him before I came down, and gave you a call. You're pretty busy there, but the band was noisy.
Yeah, the band was noisy. I had about an S3, S4 noise floor. But I worked a bunch of stuff. I must have been spotted, I guess. Maybe you spotted me, or I was spotted before. But yeah, I had some fun with it. You know, how the Jays make out. The Red Wings were up 6-3 going into the bottom of the ninth. Lehigh Valley scored 3 runs and tied it up. But the Red Wings won it in 11 innings, 7-6.
Well, good for you. So did your Mets won, too. They're only, you know, I look at that, the standings in that division, and they're only 5 games back. Tampa Bay lost, the Yankees up on Boston, but what's going on here? I like the team on all by itself. Anyways, the Jays ended up winning the series there with Baltimore. The Orioles, I guess, jumped right on them, 3 runs or something in the third or fourth. The Jays come back in the fifth and got it after one, and then they got another couple. So I think they won the four. Now they're going to play different.
Oh, very good. Well, that's good. Well, you know, you got to play all 9 innings. You got to play all 60 minutes of football and 60 minutes of hockey, you know. You got to keep your foot on the pedal, you know.
As long as I don't have a shootout, I go for overtime. You know, I don't mind the extra innings or the extra period or quarters or whatever. I just cannot stand that shootout on it.
How do you feel about the runner on second base when the game goes into extra innings?
Well, I don't know what's that all about?
When a baseball game goes into extra innings, they put the batter that made the last out in the prior inning. They put him at second base to start the inning. And I think the whole purpose of it was to speed up the game so that the game should get over quicker when they go into extra innings. The only time they don't do that is in the playoffs or in the World Series. It's a straight up baseball if it goes into extra innings. But during the regular season, if it goes into extra innings, they put the ghost runner. They call it the ghost runner. They put the ghost runner at second base. You know, when the inning starts.
I honestly never heard of that ever heard of that. Is that kind of like taping the last player tape his leg together with duct tape? Do we have run?
Well, the first batter up, you know, tries to, you know, bunch him over to third or whatever. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I guess you haven't seen too many extra inning games then.
I guess not. I never heard of that, to be honest. Well, there, I'll have to pass that by my buddy that I talk to every morning. He watches every day game. I'll see if he mentioned it or knows it as well. Anyway, do you want to do the quiz tonight? Are you up for it, or are you going to put your jammies on and go to bed? What's your pleasure?
No, let's do it because I may not be on in the morning. We'll see. Cheryl and Gail are going down to meet their oldest sister for lunch down in the down in the Finger Lakes. So they'll probably I'll try to get in the shower first, you know, and get out of the way. But yeah, let's do the quiz and then I may or may not be on in the morning.
All right. No problem. You're there, and if not, well, I might not be, too. Who knows? I may die in my sleep. You never know. Or somebody may, extraterrestrials may grab me and take me away. Alrighty, number one question.
This is the NY1.
What is the maximum number of different codes, code meter set in a typical W1AW proficiency qualification?